This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Natal to Navamsha Nakshatrapada analysis. For Sophia Ascendant in First House, Scorpio, Anuradha Nakshatra, Second Pada, Navamsha Virgo, First House. Natal chart expression, outer personality, Scorpio and Anuradha Second Pada. Sophia's Ascendant is placed in Anuradha Nakshatra Second Pada within the sign of Scorpio, a signature of someone who embodies emotional resilience, protective instincts, and intense loyalty. The Second Pada of Anuradha falls in Capricorn Navamsha, but since the Navamsha Lagna is Virgo, this reflects the culmination of broader chart energies. The Scorpio Ascendant with Anuradha influence makes her magnetic yet measured, someone who protects her privacy while maintaining deep bonds. The Second Pada, ruled by Saturn, adds a sober, duty-bound expression. She may carry herself with maturity, restraint, and a deep sense of responsibility, especially regarding the well-being of those she loves. Her body language and overall presence are marked by stoic grace and silent intensity, often giving the impression of someone who can weather storms, both her own and others. Navamsha Evolution, Virgo, First House in Navamsha. As her ascendant shifts into Virgo in Navamsha, the karmic evolution moves from Scorpio's depths to Virgo's refinement. This points to a life path where her soul matures by learning to analyze, heal, and purify. There is a subtle shift from instinct-driven actions, Scorpio, to service-oriented intelligence, Virgo. Where Scorpio was about emotional loyalty and controlled power, Virgo in the Navamsha Ascendant transforms her outer karma into precision, critical thinking, and the role of an ethical problem solver. She learns to temper her passionate intensity with grounded discernment. Pash Karmic Blueprint, Past Life Vibab. Someone who protected others in emotionally high-stakes environments, possibly in a role of spiritual leadership, secret service, or trauma support. This life's inner maturity, to become a vessel of refinement, healing, and ethical logic. There's a mission to transmute pain into principles and trauma into clarity. Summary: Natal Ascendant, Scorpio and Anuradha, Second Pada, intense, private, emotionally loyal, protective, mature presence. Navamsha Ascendant, Virgo, ethical, intelligent, service-minded, refining personality through duty and discrimination. Life direction. Sophia is meant to transform instinctive survival and emotional control into analytical compassion and integrative healing. She learns to organize her depth into purposeful precision, serving a higher role with dignity and logic. Essence of evolution. Scorpio, Anuradha, rising initiates her into life with depth and protection. But Virgo in Navamsha guides her toward becoming a discerning, reliable steward of knowledge, service, and subtle healing. Mars Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis. For Sophia placement, Mars in First House, Scorpio, Vishakha Nakshatra, Fourth Pada, Navamsha Cancer, 11th House. Natal chart expression, Mars in Vishakha, Fourth Pada, Scorpio, First House. Mars is powerfully placed in its own sign, Scorpio, in the first house, giving Sophia a magnetic, assertive, and intense personality. The placement in Vishakha Nakshatra, particularly its fourth pada, introduces a Piscean Navamsha influence, which softens the otherwise piercing Mars energy. This specific pada connects strategic ambition, Vishakha, with emotional mysticism, Pisces. It lends her a quiet but deep drive to accomplish emotionally significant goals, often through subtle influence rather than direct confrontation. Mars here also infuses her body and presence with commanding energy, but the fourth pada introduces compassionate maturity. She channels her intensity into emotionally meaningful pursuits, often fighting for ideals or causes that help others grow or heal. Navamsha expression, Cancer, 11th house. In the Navamsha chart, Mars shifts to Cancer, placed in the 11th house, a debilitated position, but in a house of social networks, gains, and aspirations. This symbolizes a karmic lesson. Sophia is learning to temper her assertiveness with emotional sensitivity in group dynamics. While Scorpio Mars in the natal chart gives her personal courage and sharp instincts, Cancer Mars in Navamsha teaches her to navigate emotional complexity in collaborative or humanitarian contexts. Her soul's journey involves learning to motivate and protect others through empathy rather than domination. She may draw strength from friends and communities when she acts from emotional intelligence and weaken when driven solely by control or vengeance. Karmic blueprint, outer karma, natal Mars, determined, intense, purpose-driven, naturally commanding, protects her boundaries and acts strategically. Inner evolution, Navamsha Mars in Cancer, learn to soften and lead through emotional nurturing, especially in social settings or when guiding others. Lesson, true strength is shown in emotional vulnerability and shared power, not lone battles. Summary, natal position, Mars in Scorpio, Vishakhapatnam Pada, instinctive leadership, emotional strategy, loyal intensity. Navamsha expression, Mars in Cancer, 11th house, emotional leadership in community, group protection, karmic lessons around vulnerability and ego. Life direction, Sophia's Mars journey evolves from being a solitary warrior to a protector of emotional ecosystems, especially in friendships, networks, or social movements. Essence of evolution, Mars's shift from strategic intensity, Scorpio Vishakha, to emotional leadership, Cancer Navamsha, marks Sophia as someone destined to wield emotional power with compassion and inspire others by protecting what's sacred rather than dominating through force. Ketu Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis. For Sophia placement, Ketu in second house, Sagittarius, Purva Shada Nakshatra, third Pada, Navamsha Libra second house. Natal chart expression, Ketu in Purva Shada third Pada, Sagittarius second house. Ketu in the second house of values, speech, and family karma, placed in Sagittarius, detaches Sophia from rigid dogmas, conventional moral codes, or inherited belief systems. In Purva Ashada, the nakshatra of invincibility and purification, Ketu amplifies a karmic break from traditional wealth or security mindsets, pushing her to redefine what value means. The third pada falls in Libra Navamsha, making it more diplomatic, aesthetic, and relational in orientation. While Ketu typically indicates a sense of detachment or confusion, this pada offers her the ability to charmingly disown outdated familial expectations or unhealthy communication patterns. This Ketu position often indicates past life fluency in persuasive speaking, oratorical skill, or adherence to one-sided philosophies, and now a karmic dissolution of pride in being right. Sophia may intuitively withhold speech or detach from superficial opinions, valuing emotional balance over verbal battles. Navamsha expression, Libra, second house. In the D9 chart, Ketu retains its second house position now in Libra, a sign of harmony, aesthetics, and justice. This double second house signature indicates that Sophia's soul is deeply reworking past life entanglements around speech, sustenance, and self-worth. In Libra, Ketu refines her taste and expression, encouraging more grace and diplomacy. However, it may also strip her of false politeness or surface-level alliances. She is meant to detach from performative harmony and instead seek authentic relational truth. This suggests a soul blueprint where old patterns of being liked, elegant, or well-spoken are dissolving, leaving room for genuine self-worth and authentic expression, even when uncomfortable. Karmic blueprint, outer karma, natal Ketu. Detachment from dogma, lineage pride, or rigid speech patterns, cutting old family beliefs, inner evolution, Navamsha Ketu, dissolving false diplomacy, refining true voice rooted in balance, not validation. Lesson, authenticity matters more than pleasing presentation, silent truth over poetic pretense. Summary, natal position, Ketu in Sagittarius, Purva Ashada third Pada, detachment from traditional values, subtle eloquence with an undercurrent of disinterest. Navamsha expression, Ketu in Libra, second house, karmic lessons around harmony, speech, and identity within relationships. Life direction, from charming conformity to unfiltered grace, Sophia's voice evolves from one that pleased the world to one that mirrors her inner clarity. Essence of evolution, Ketu here represents a quiet unraveling of ancestral pride, inherited speech styles, and socially expected niceties. Sophia's journey is to reclaim her true verbal power by letting go of the need to be heard or right, discovering that inner equilibrium is her strongest voice. Sun natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis. For Sophia placement, Sun in 3rd house, Capricorn, Shravana Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Navamsha Cancer, 11th house. Natal chart expression, Sun in Shravana, 4th Pada, Capricorn, 3rd house. The Sun in the 3rd house of communication, courage, and skill indicates that Sophia's self-expression is tied to her capacity to learn, teach, write, or initiate ideas. With Capricorn here, there's a natural seriousness and structured, strategic self-assertion, a communicator who leads with discipline and experience rather than flash. Shravana is the nakshatra of the sacred listener and traditional transmitter, a seeker of truth who gains power through attentiveness, oral transmission, and wisdom. The 4th pada, falling in Pisces Navamsha, adds an emotional and spiritual depth. Sophia's communication can have a healing, visionary, or poetic tone, even if masked by outward pragmatism. This placement may reflect a person whose true leadership emerges not by commanding, but through gentle persistence and emotional attunement. The need to be heard is less egoic here and more karmic. Her soul wants to restore dignity to communication, perhaps correcting lifetimes where her voice was either too dominant or too suppressed. Navamsha expression. Cancer, 11th house. In the Navamsha chart, the Sun moves to Cancer in the 11th house, revealing inner ambitions tied to nurturing collective welfare, emotional leadership, and a subtle authority in community spaces. This is not a loud or attention-seeking Sun. It quietly shines as a protector, connector, and vision holder for others. Cancer brings emotional resonance, familial themes, and a love of emotional security to her solar purpose. In the 11th house, this suggests that Sophia's inner royalty expresses through supporting others' growth, creating emotionally bonded groups, or manifesting visions that have legacy value. There may be a soul-level lesson of moving from ego-based recognition and skills, 3rd house, to heart-based contribution and collective success, 11th house. Karmic blueprint, outer karma, natal sun, structured self-expression, karmic leadership via disciplined words, mastering the balance of power and receptivity, inner evolution, Navamsha Sun, emotional vision holder, community nurturer, subtle leader who shines best in nurturing the dreams of others. Lesson, from being the one who knows to the one who helps others become, service over status. Summary, natal position, Capricorn Sun in Shravana 4th Pada, the traditional voice, wise communicator, karmic teacher of structured knowledge, Navamsha expression, Cancer Sun in 11th house, the community builder, subtle matriarch, emotional visionary. Life direction, from strategic authority and self-expression to compassionate emotional influence in social circles. Essence of evolution, Sophia's Sun reflects a transition from ambitious knowledge carrier to emotionally mature visionary, whose power doesn't come from volume but from vibrational alignment with truth. Her leadership journey is about listening deeply and guiding softly, creating community through care, not command. Mercury natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis. For Sophia placement, Mercury in 4th house, Aquarius, Shatabisha Nakshatra, 1st Pada, Navamsha Sagittarius, 4th house. Natal chart expression, Mercury in Shatabisha, 1st Pada, Aquarius, 4th house. Mercury in the 4th house points to a mind rooted in inner reflection, family values, ancestral knowledge, and home-based intelligence. In Aquarius, this Mercury leans toward innovative, detached reasoning, coupled with humanitarian ideals. However, with Shatabisha Nakshatra, there's a paradox. The healer with a veil, the thinker who intuits from the unseen, and speaks for the collective's evolution. The 1st Pada falls in Aries Navamsha, giving intellectual assertiveness and a pioneering mind. Though Mercury is in a sign of reform and cool detachment, Aquarius, the Pada lends speed, action, and a spark of originality. It suggests someone whose ideas are both unconventional and purpose-driven, often ahead of their time, and willing to speak uncomfortable truths at home or about society. In the 4th house, this Mercury may translate into a mental restlessness regarding emotional security, leading to early rebellion or later innovation in domestic, educational, or nurturing environments. Navamsha expression, Sagittarius, 4th house. In the Navamsha, Mercury falls in Sagittarius, again in the fourth house, which reveals a deeper philosophical inner foundation. This Mercury seeks to align thought with wisdom, logic with belief, and words with purpose. The fourth house emphasis suggests that Sophia's true inner comfort emerges when her thoughts are aligned with higher teachings, truth-seeking, and expansive learning. There is also a teacher archetype here, someone who needs intellectual freedom, wide mental horizons, and truth-based exploration to feel stable inside. Her ideas may mature into a guiding force for others, especially in education, writing, or thought leadership. Her karmic blueprint, outer karma, natal Mercury, Aquarian rebel mind in Shatabisha, mental healer, lone reformer, intuitive rebel, bringing clarity to group structures, inner evolution, Navamsha Mercury, Sagittarius anchor, the philosopher, mental guide, and torchbearer for deeper truths. Lesson, to shift from detached, clinical intelligence.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Towards soul-aligned, purpose-guided wisdom. Summary. Natal position, Mercury in Aquarius, Shatabisha first Pada, quick-witted, idea-forward, and emotionally compartmentalized thinker. Navamsha expression, Mercury in Sagittarius, fourth house philosophical, truth-seeking, and deeply guided by inner wisdom. Life direction, from mental detachment to truth-based teaching and deep intellectual alignment with emotional values. Essence of evolution. Sophia's Mercury walks a bridge between clinical clarity and soulful understanding. What starts as intellectual rebellion or solitary observation may evolve into wise guidance and inner alignment. Her mind is her sanctuary, but only when it learns to rest in truth, not just ideas. Venus natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis. For Sophia placement, Venus in 5th house, Pisces, Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, 2nd Pada Navamsha Virgo, 1st house. Natal chart expression, Venus in Uttara Bhadrapada, 2nd Pada, Pisces 5th house. Venus in Pisces is exalted. She expresses herself with divine beauty, unconditional love, spiritual longing, and artistic grace. When placed in the 5th house, this Venus becomes a soulful creator, a lover who sees art, children, romance, and self-expression as sacred offerings. Uttara Bhadrapada brings a depth of mystical endurance. This nakshatra is linked to the cosmic serpent Ahirbhudna, ruling the depths of emotional and spiritual wisdom. The second pada, falling in Taurus Navamsha, emphasizes Venusian themes, sensuality, stability and love, nurturing affection, and an ability to channel beauty into earthly forms through art, voice, design, or relationships. This combination speaks of someone who carries a quiet, timeless elegance, likely expressing creativity with both emotional truth and aesthetic refinement. Yet there's a hidden strength. Venus here is emotionally loyal, artistically mature, and spiritually committed, even when misunderstood. Navamsha expression, Virgo, first house. In Navamsha, Venus lands in Virgo, in the first house, her sign of debilitation. But this is not a fall, it is a refinement process. The romantic, dreamy Venus of Pisces is learning to become more discerning, modest, and precise. In Virgo, love must have practical meaning, beauty must serve a purpose, and the self must heal through purification of desires. Since it's the first house, this Venus becomes part of Sophia's core identity in partnerships and her spiritual growth. There is a deep soul journey here, learning to balance the idealistic heart of Pisces with the self-respecting clarity of Virgo. She may attract partners who mirror this dynamic, healers, teachers, or grounded spiritual companions. Karmic blueprint, outer karma, natal Venus, Pisces is exalted, divine artist, romantic mystic, emotional giver. Inner evolution, Navamsha Venus, Virgo refinement, self-containment, emotional hygiene, and discernment in love. Lesson, to evolve from idealized emotional giving to embodied love with healthy boundaries and service-based devotion. Summary, natal position, Venus in Pisces, Uttara Bhadrapada second pada, emotionally rich, spiritually artistic, and naturally giving. Navamsha expression, Venus in Virgo, first house, inner refinement, love through discipline, and transformation of identity through relationships. Life direction. From dreamlike surrender and love to grounded, healing self-love and intelligent emotional service. Essence of evolution. Sophia's Venus begins as a spiritual romantic, one who feels deeply, gives selflessly, and creates with intuitive grace. Over time, she's called to reclaim herself, to learn where love ends and self begins. Her challenge and gift is to love without losing herself, to alchemize her emotions into healing acts of discernment and devotion. Saturn natal to Navamsha Nakshatra. Pada analysis. For Sophia placement, Saturn in 7th house, Taurus Kritika Nakshatra, 2nd Pada, Navamsha Capricorn, 5th house. Natal chart expression. Saturn in Kritika, 2nd Pada, Taurus 7th house. Saturn in Taurus brings a slow, steady, and enduring nature to relationships. In the 7th house, Saturn doesn't flirt, he commits. He desires partnerships that are built to last, valuing responsibility, loyalty, and a shared work ethic. This Saturn tests romantic and business partnerships for integrity and realism. Kritika, ruled by the Sun, adds a razor-sharp discernment. It is the cutter, the purifier, cutting through illusion, denial, and superficiality. The second pada of Kritika falls in Taurus Navamsha, reinforcing Venusian themes of material security, sensual grounding, and emotional self-reliance. Saturn here seeks a partner who is solid, trustworthy, and capable of enduring life's trials. There can be a karmic heaviness. Relationships may form late or after hardship, but the reward is unshakable stability. Saturn in this nakshatrapada burns away emotional drama to create a foundation of clarity and enduring purpose in unions. Navamsha expression. Capricorn, 5th house. In Navamsha, Saturn moves to his Multrikona sign of Capricorn in the 5th house. This shift empowers Saturn's role as a teacher and mentor. Capricorn in the 5th house adds structure to creativity. Delayed but deep joy in children or romantic expression, and a serious approach to artistic or intellectual legacy. The 5th house is traditionally playful, but Saturn here brings responsibility into joy. This might manifest as taking responsibility for others' emotional needs, or only feeling free to express love after achieving material or emotional security. This Navamsha placement emphasizes Sophia's karmic journey from seeking reliability in others, Taurus 7th, to becoming the pillar of reliability herself, Capricorn 5th. It's a maturation path, from needing support to being support. Karmic blueprint, outer karma, natal Saturn, Taurus steadiness plus Kritika fire, relationships that require patience, discernment, and depth of purpose. Inner evolution, Navamsha Saturn, Capricorn responsibility, emotional leadership, mature self-expression, and legacy-minded creativity. Lesson: to transmute emotional austerity into grounded love, to find freedom within commitment and joy within responsibility. Summary: natal position, Saturn in Taurus, Kritika second pada, relational endurance, deep loyalty, selective emotional engagement. Navamsha expression, Saturn in Capricorn, fifth house, serious inner artist, disciplined lover, and karmic steward of creative responsibility. Life direction, from slow-burning, cautious partnership energy to dignified, self-authoring expression of love, legacy, and devotion. Essence of evolution. Sophia's Saturn begins as a cautious architect of relationships, seeking permanence over passion, substance over thrill. Over time, she evolves into a quiet guide, someone who expresses love through steadfast action, becomes a source of calm wisdom, and inspires others not through drama, but through depth, stability, and inner integrity. Jupiter natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis. For Sophia placement, Jupiter in 7th house, Taurus, Kritika Nakshatra, 4th Pada Navamsha Pisces, 7th house. Natal chart expression, Jupiter in Kritika, 4th Pada, Taurus, 7th house. Jupiter in Taurus in the 7th house blesses Sophia with a generous, protective, and wisdom-driven approach to partnerships. In the 7th house, Jupiter seeks spiritual growth through relationships and often attracts partners with teaching, healing, or guiding qualities. In Taurus, Jupiter's expansive energy becomes more grounded, patient, and materially supportive, favoring long-term unions built on shared values and abundance. Kritika is a sharp nakshatra. It slices through illusion, carries fiery purification energy, and aims to refine. The 4th pada falls in Cancer Navamsha, highlighting emotional sensitivity, nurturing instincts, and familial devotion. Jupiter here acts as a benevolent purifier, refining ideals about partnership through emotional honesty and gentle yet firm principles. This placement implies a partner or relational path that matures her soul, where loyalty and values matter more than intensity. Jupiter here also suggests Sophia may play the role of the emotional guide or spiritual compass in her intimate bonds. Navamsha expression, Pisces. Seventh house in the Navamsha, Jupiter lands in Pisces, his own sign, within the seventh house again, doubling the theme of spiritualized union and wisdom in marriage. This is a very favorable placement for relationships rooted in compassion, faith, emotional intelligence, and mutual respect. This Pisces Jupiter enhances intuitive trust and emotional attunement within partnerships. It suggests a soulmate-level capacity for acceptance, healing, and idealism. Relationships may feel karmically destined or spiritually charged. However, it also demands Sophia learn not to lose herself in the ideal, but to gently ground her dreams into form. Karmic Blueprint, Outer Karma, Natal Jupiter, Taurus plus Kritika, Stable Partner, Grounded Faith, Emotionally Disciplined Wisdom in Relationship. Inner Evolution, Navamsha Jupiter, Pisces, 7th House, Soul Level Partnerships, Compassion, Unconditional Love in Union. Lesson, to harmonize spiritual ideals with earthy loyalty, balancing belief and grounding in love. Summary, Natal Position, Jupiter in Taurus, Kritika 4th Pada, Wise yet emotionally precise partner, nurturing clarity and growth in relationship. Navamsha expression, Jupiter in Pisces, 7th house, emotional guru, soulmate connector, teacher of love through intuition and surrender. Life direction, from materially grounded relationship principles to emotionally awakened, spiritually bonded unions. Essence of evolution, Sophia's Jupiter begins as a steady beacon, someone who holds partnerships with care, dignity, and discernment. Over time, her soul unfolds into deeper waters, where love is not just shared but sanctified. Her journey is to move from devotion in form to devotion in spirit, to walk the path of partnership as a sacred calling. Moon natal to Navamsha nakshatra pada analysis. For Sophia placement, Moon in 7th house, Taurus, Rohini nakshatra, 3rd pada, Navamsha Gemini, 10th house. Natal chart expression, Moon in Rohini, 3rd pada, Taurus, 7th house. Moon in Taurus is exalted and most at home, emotionally steady, sensually rich, and deeply affectionate. In the seventh house, this moon prioritizes emotional harmony in relationships. Sophia likely has a nurturing aura that attracts others, and her emotional needs are fulfilled through secure, loving, and sensual bonds. Rohini is ruled by the moon itself and is associated with fertility, creativity, and attraction. It is one of the most magnetic nakshatras. The third pada falls in Virgo Navamsha, emphasizing a desire for emotional precision, service in relationships, and a tendency toward practical nurturing. This moon suggests someone who gives emotionally through presence, touch, comfort, and reliability. But with the Virgo undertone, there's also a deep need for order in love, a longing for predictability, helpful routines, and emotional logic. Navamsha expression, Gemini, 10th house. In Navamsha, Moon moves to Gemini in the 10th house. This shifts the emotional focus from partnership to public expression. Here, emotional fulfillment comes from intellectual engagement, communication, and meaningful contribution to the world. It also makes Sophia's emotional state more outward-facing. She may be deeply affected by her career, visibility, or public reception. There's a karmic call here to evolve from quietly nurturing in relationships to emotionally communicating and leading through her voice, ideas, or influence. Her emotional self becomes more expressive, adaptable, and outwardly impactful. Karmic Blueprint, Outer Karma. Taurus plus Rohini. Emotional warmth, sensual comfort, loyal partnership, inner evolution, Navamsha Moon. Gemini plus 10th house. Emotional communicator, mental processor, emotional leadership in the world. Lesson, to grow from emotional intimacy, intellectual contribution, from safe attachment to expressive wisdom. Summary, natal position, Moon in Taurus, Rohini 3rd Pada, emotionally nurturing, deeply attached, sensually devoted. Navamsha expression, Moon in Gemini, 10th house, expressive, communicative, and influential through emotion-based work. Life direction, from inward sensual warmth to outward intellectual emotional resonance in the world. Essence of evolution, Sophia's moon holds space for others, warm, safe, deeply sensual. Yet her soul calls her to speak, to write, to lead. Emotional containment transforms into emotional communication. From the womb of relationship to the voice of guidance, she is meant to nurture not just one, but many. Rahu Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. For Sophia placement, Rahu in 8th house, Gemini Punarvasu Nakshatra, 1st Pada, Navamsha Aries, 8th house. Natal chart expression, Rahu in Punarvasu, 1st Pada, Gemini 8th house. Rahu in the 8th house naturally intensifies transformation, secrets, and the pursuit of hidden power. In Gemini, it expresses through curiosity, multiplicity of identity, and a need to understand the unknowable. This placement can bring intense research abilities, psychological insight, and karmic experiences involving taboo, loss, or rebirth. Punarvasu Nakshatra is about renewal, returning the light after the storm. The first pada in Aries Navamsha amplifies Rahu's hunger for independent discovery, survivalist courage, and personal breakthrough. There's a theme of karmic disruption and mental liberation. Sophia may be obsessed with dissecting psychological patterns, mystical truths, or sexual-emotional power dynamics. This Rahu wants to redefine what intimacy means by confronting fear and fragmentation. It's an explorer of the abyss, intellectually wired to pierce through what others avoid. Shan Navamsha expression. Aries, 8th house. In the Navamsha, Rahu remains in the 8th house but shifts into Aries, infusing this transformation journey with martial intensity, individuality, and emotional force. This reinforces her karmic path of bold inner excavation. Aries here gives a lone wolf energy. Rahu must face the depths alone, find power within, and reclaim instinctual courage. There may be sudden bursts of spiritual awakenings, energy shifts, or realizations triggered through trauma, passion, or secret knowledge. Rahu in Aries Navamsha teaches Sophia to act on her intuition and own her transformation path unapologetically. Karmic blueprint, outer karma, natal Rahu. Gemini plus Punarvasu, curious mind in the shadows, karmic renewal through emotional intelligence. Inner evolution, Navamsha Rahu, Aries, 8th house, self-driven transformation, karmic warrior of shadow integration. Lesson, to turn intellectual instability into sovereign transformation, to find rebirth through willpower and insight. Summary, natal position, Rahu in Gemini, Punarvasu 1st Pada, inquisitive, dual-minded seeker of taboo knowledge and emotional reinvention. Navamsha expression, Rahu in Aries, 8th house, bold transformer, karmic surgeon of the self, spiritual autonomy through upheaval. Life direction, from scattered inner fragmentation to focused karmic courage and soul-powered independence. Essence of evolution, Sophia's Rahu path pulls her into the depths, not to lose herself, but to reclaim herself. She is meant to confront emotional fears, energetic entanglements, and relationship karma with clarity and courage. Where others flinch from intensity, she investigates. Her shadow isn't a curse, it's the catalyst. Through it, she sharpens her instincts and awakens a fearless spiritual sovereignty.